For decades, parents have been advised to avoid giving their children peanuts when they're infants. However, new research from King's College in London found that feeding small children peanuts until the age of 5 reduces the risk of developing a peanut allergy in early adolescence. Well, for more, we can talk now to Daniel Keane, health reporter with the London Evening Standard. Daniel, good morning. Anybody who's ever been inside the gates of a school or hosted a children's party will probably have an idea as to the answer to this question. But how prevalent are peanut allergies and how serious are they?
Well, thank you very much for having me on and good morning. Well, we know that around 2% of young children in North America, the UK and Western Europe suffer from peanut allergies. But interestingly, there are several other countries in the world where the prevalence is much lower. So scientists have looked at Asia and actually found that peanut allergy is low in every country except Japan. So this is a condition where there is kind of huge variation in the kind of global prevalence. And this is something that scientists at King's were interested in when they undertook this study.
Yes. Now tell us about the study. The advice up to now has been not to introduce peanuts too early in life. This study suggests taking a different approach. And indeed, the researchers took a different approach. What did they do and what did they find?
Absolutely. So what this study suggests is that actually by repeatedly exposing your child's immune system to peanuts at an early age, their body can learn to tolerate the peanut proteins, which they're allergic to. So what they did for the trial was they gave children a very small dose of peanuts up until the age of 5, and then later tested whether they had developed an allergy by the age of 12. And they actually found that regularly consuming peanuts from infancy could reduce the risk by 71% compared to avoiding peanuts. So a huge reduction in the risk there.
And they found that there's a double benefit, isn't there, that you can prevent the risk, as you say, by 71%, but also then where in cases where the allergy can't be prevented, it is easier to identify it and easier to treat it in children who have it when you detect it early.
Absolutely. And this is something that's really key because it's important to emphasize just how dangerous a peanut allergy can be. You know, anaphylactic shock can kill children. And, you know, given that the risk of consuming a peanut is so high, the earlier we can treat it and diagnose it, the better.
Do we know why peanut allergies have been on the rise?
So peanut allergies are very similar to other allergies, which essentially involve kind of abnormal responses by the body's immune system. So when a child has a peanut allergy, their immune system detects a peanut protein, and then antibodies are produced that trigger a bad immune response. So essentially, part of the reason that we could be having more allergies is because children are consuming peanuts less because their children are giving them less peanuts at an early age. So what they've looked at in countries like Thailand is that children consume more peanuts when they're a baby and thus could be developing that immunity.
Okay. And this study we're talking about this morning, it is a trial. It is being described as a breakthrough, but it is only one study. Are health authorities likely to change their advice to parents now on the back of this study?
I think that it could take a little bit more time. So in the UK, the NHS is already investigating this formally. So there's another trial underway in 5 hospitals where essentially the methodology is the same. Children are eating a small amount of peanuts as babies, and they're testing whether it's building up immunity. And the results of this trial are due in 2027. And I think if that trial gives us a kind of comprehensive set of data showing that it reduces allergies, then we'll have NHS data that shows this. And I think at that point, a lot of health officials will be considering whether to make changes.
All right, Daniel, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Daniel Keane, health reporter with the London Evening Standard.